Show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
The following show, Truth, Medicine, and Politics, is sponsored, and the views expressed on the show are solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda
to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
It is Saturday night, the first Saturday night after the election, and it has happened. Donald Trump is now going to be the next president of the United States. And the last time I was on the air, I had a whole panel of people, and I was the only one that said that I thought that he was still going to win. We have several guests tonight that's going to cover this. Several guests coming on, starting with Lionel in a few minutes, Lionel Media. .com. He's been on the show several times to get his impression. We have Alfred Levermont Weber coming on. We have James Martinez. We have Jay Dyer. And we have L. Priest. He's going to be calling in from Australia, I believe. So we want to get an international flavor for how this is affecting people all over the world. And, you know, it looks like we're going to lose some of our finest entertainers to Canada and South Africa. Apparently, Barbara Streisand, Bryan Cranston, who I love and loved in Breaking Bad, and Snoop Dogg even says he's going to Canada, and Samuel L. Jackson claimed he was going to move to South Africa, and now most of these celebrities, and there's a whole ton of them that said this, most of these celebrities have sort of recanted, said they were joking, they're not leaving. Apparently Miley Cyrus, though, seems to be more serious about it. And wants to leave, and it's incredible. I mean, the mood, at least here in California, has been very similar to the mood that was after 9/11, only in a different way. After 9/11, it just seemed like everybody was so polite and so unified and so just pro-America, although at that time we didn't know the truth about 9/11, but right after it happened, I remember driving around, people were like nodding and letting you go first. It was amazing. Everyone was just so polite. I'm seeing the complete opposite right now. I mean, people are just, you can just see the stress and the tension. Just a few hours ago, my bicycle was stolen right out of my garage. I've never had anything stolen. I mean, I live in a good neighborhood. Never had anything stolen. My garage door was up for about 15 minutes. Come downstairs, my bicycle is gone. But I'm not going to make a YouTube video and blame Trump about it, like everybody else is doing. But I just think there's a weird vibe going on right now. But, you know, when I look at this, a lot of the people that are protesting, and there's about 8,000 people that were protesting here in L.A. today, shut down. Roads, people couldn't get to the people working on Saturdays were having a hard time getting to work. But you know, a lot of these people that are upset, in a way, I think you have no one to blame but yourself when you really think about it. I think this, we know that Trump has activated or energized a certain base of people. David Duke, who's been on this show before, the ex-KKK Grand Wizard, went on a Twitter rant the night of the presidency, just saying he's going to help, he's going to be a great American, he's going to do all these things, and he even had a Twitter post saying that we, make no mistake, our people helped him get elected. You know, what does our people mean? When you look at the stats that are coming out, because now everyone's analyzing the people that voted and who their ages and educational background, there's no doubt that he energized a non-educated white male vote. But let's face facts. I mean, there were a lot of Hispanics, a lot of black people, a lot of educated people that voted for him. I think what you're seeing is that people, and I include myself here, were and are still just completely fed up with the corruption in government, and I'm talking Democrat and Republicans. This was a complete, you know, F you or the middle finger to both parties, really. This is not, even though the Republicans came out winners, they're still controlling the House and Senate and the presidency. This is not a victory for the Republican Party. It's really a victory for people that were just sick and tired of the filth. Now, what's going to happen is anybody's guess. I mean, this guy could be a great president or he could turn out to be a disaster. But I think that many people that voted for him felt that we know what we get with Hillary. We get more of the same. We get corruption. We get brokering deals, as has been going on for years in the Clinton Foundation. We get a lot of things that we get no change. So I think people just want real change. And it's a shame that in a way that Trump is the person to do that, but it just sort of shows how fed up people are. I mean, imagine if 8 years ago, 4 years ago, but especially 8 or 12 years ago, if Donald Trump, I don't think, would have ever had a chance, at least the way that he portrayed himself a lot during the primaries and some of the things that he said. But again, who's to blame for this? You have to look in the mirror, and I'm talking about the people in Washington, for the complete incompetence. The Obamacare issues here close to the election did not help at all. People seeing rates skyrocketing in some states, going 110% rate hikes and premiums. The economy, I don't care how many times CNN and people tell us how good things are, people are hurting. People are working way more and making less money. So things are bad for a lot of people. And we have seen a constant and consistent divide in this country where there's just a bigger income inequality gap. There's no middle class anymore. You just seem to have poor people and less poor people and very poor people. And then you have wealthy and elite and people that are at just incredibly wealthy. There's just this huge gap. Gone are those days where people could get a regular job and have two cars, a house, and send their kids to college. I mean, now you have both parents working two jobs, and borrowing money, credit card debt up the at all-time highs. These are the problems that I think that people were just fed up with. So now what? What do we do? This is some of the questions we're going to ask some of our guests tonight. What do we do? And I want to hear from you also, obviously. And you can email me at painmd2012@gmail.com. That's painmd2012@gmail.com. We'll be checking it. We are streaming live, I believe, on Facebook right now. And you can call in at 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. I guess I could find a passionate Hillary supporter now. I mean, for 6 weeks before the election, I kept asking every week, someone that's really excited, call in, that's supporting her. We seem to see some people now that they got Trump. I think people thought it was a done deal, and now people are sort of in shock of what's happened. But again, who do we blame for this? What's going to happen with healthcare? What's going to happen with immigration? I think there's a little overreaction to immigration. I think if people really understand, and a lot of people listening out there that are Hispanic or that are not legal, that are worried about if they're going to be deported or rounded up and all this. I know people that are not legal citizens. And then there's some people I think maybe not. I'm not sure, but I suspect that they're not. But I think, you know, if you understand how the government works, how much money it would take to do that, I don't think it's a situation where he's going to come in and get a bunch of trucks and round people up. It just isn't going to work that way. I think what you're going to see is that Trump is going to become more political, and there is going to be some reasonable immigration policy. So I think there is an overreaction. I think the time to take to the streets is when things start to happen that are illogical. But I just think that you have to understand that as messed up as the government has been, it's not a dictatorship, at least not yet. And he can only do so many things. So I think people that are afraid they're going to get rounded up and taken out of this country, I just think is an overreaction. But again, it's easy for me to say, right? Because I am a citizen. So I'm not in that situation. So I understand people's concerns. I understand people's fears, but I think we don't need violence. We don't need for people to take to the streets and cause problems. Protesting is fine, but some of the violence that I've seen on social media, the name-calling, people writing Trump and the N-word right beside it and all these different things is ridiculous, and it's sad, and hopefully the country can finally actually heal and go forward. So enough of that, right? So I want to bring on my first guest, and my first guest tonight is Lionel, lionelmedia.com, and Lionel was adamant. Lionel, are you there? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. Well, listen, the last time you were on the show, or 2 weeks before, about 10 days before the election, I believe, you said there was no way
Absolutely. That
Trump was going to win. So how did he win?
Well, I guarantee you, I have absolutely no faith anymore. No faith whatsoever in the globalist cabal. I have no faith anymore in George Soros. I have no faith. Nothing. I mean, I thought these guys were good at what they did. Now, let me tell you something, Doctor. Doctor, you're pretty smug and high. I knew he was going to win. Well, let me tell you something. There's one thing I know, and that is simply this. And in no particular order. First of all, I hate these bastards who say, I'm so embarrassed of my country. I'm so ashamed of my country. I'm not ashamed of my country. I'm ashamed of my countrymen. Let me remind all you little impuissant, atesticular little snowflakes out there, this isn't a coup. It's an election. What the hell is the matter with you people? Talk to somebody from a country who knows bloodshed and revolution. Talk to them, you disgusting little twits at Cornell and these colleges that have to have cry rooms and little therapy puppies. And by the way, what kind of a scam? When did the therapy dog come into play? I know people have tried to devise new ways of getting your dog into Starbucks by feigning guide dogs and service. But this, look, it comes down to simply this. I am shocked, and yet I am elated that this vile, rancid, little purple toting. Have you heard this? The Purple Revolution. That's Soros. That's outpour. We've had the color revolutions and their little safety pins. Have you seen that, Doctor? Do you have your safety pin on? Well, do you? These people make me sick. All I know is that this woman and that rancid, vile Clinton crime cabal, they're gone. Yeah. And somehow, through some miracle, something, she was removed. Now, Donald Trump, remember, she lost the electoral vote, but won the popular vote. And my dear good doctor, had those states been a little reworked, she'd been El Presidente. So I know... Yeah. Post hoc 2020, and by the way, you come across so snide. And you know who stole your bike? Hillary did. Hillary, because you were pegged. Now, but aside from that, what's going to happen now? Ready for this? Nothing. If you think anybody runs this country, any president, anybody actually has the keys to the ignition switch of of real change, if you think that the elites and the ruling class and the deep state and shadow government are going to let Donald Trump come in and upset the apple cart, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. But let me ask you this. Have you noticed this, my good doctor? You don't seem to be old enough to remember, but I vaguely remember JFK. I was 5 at the time. I remember my mother was crying and more so than usual, because when I'm your kid, that happens. But I kind of remember the time. If people ask the question, where were you when John Kennedy, where were you when you got the news? But I ask you, where were you when you knew it was over? Share with us. Where were you?
Where was I?
Yes.
I was in a hotel room, actually.
Is this a sordid story? Is this something, some Tijuana brothel or something? Yeah. I really don't want to go there.
That's another show. But yeah, I was in a hotel room. and I was talking to multiple people. I was getting so many calls. He's going to win. He's going to win. No, he's not. They're going to rig it. They're going to find a way. And obviously when they called Florida and Ohio, I'm like, he's going to win. I mean, as he's going to get Pennsylvania or Michigan, he's going to win. But it was a surprise, and it wasn't. And I tell you, I feel for the last several days, I just feel like I'm in a different timeline. I just feel like that I'm going to wake up and Hillary's president or something because just doesn't seem real.
Right. How is it? Now, let's also, you being the humanist, you being the somebody who's, let's face it, a man who has spent his adult life in dealing with the notion really of pain and the mechanism, the psychic and physical and somatic, you know, instruments of pain. When Hillary Clinton wakes up in the morning and it hits her and she feels the pain, praise God, of reality, what goes through her mind? She say, "You don't understand, Bill, you son of a bitch. You don't understand. This is my Hillary Clinton. I sat out twice. I was born, hatched, deposited on terra firma to one day be president. And Trump is saying, I didn't want to be president. Hey, Hillary, I've never run for anything in my life. School president, city council. The most I ever got was maybe, you know, Facebook birthday of the day. I mean, I did well in I didn't want this, and I came in, and I bulldozed everybody. And you know what? It was all about you. Now, here's the real question. President Obama, what does he see? Did you see that butt? I don't believe in body language. I really don't. Because when people say, you know, every talk radio show used to have the proverbial Rolodex. We use these phrases. There is no Rolodex, but there's this. The poor producer who says, can you get me somebody? I'm sorry there, doctor. We've got nobody. Come on, we just had this tragedy. Can't you get me a guest? Well, all I've got here is a body expert, body language expert. I'll take it. Body language experts are the lowest rung of the phylogenetic tree. And they have this idea that somehow when somebody is on the floor crying, pounding the floor with their fists, screaming and writhing in agony, somehow it's their body language that's giving it away. No, I think there are other factors as well. So when somebody sits there with their arms crossed, their legs crossed, or looking the other way, body language is one of the various indicia that one can look to. But when you saw Trump and Obama sitting together for the first time, what do you think happened? Do you think when they finally said, now, I can't do an Obama petition, but do you think, would you please, folks, leave us right now. We're going to speak. This is a very important piece of history where one president meets another. Please, we're going to leave you now. So walk up, please leave. Thank you very much. And as he closed the door, Obama looks up and points to this microphone and says, don't say anything. That's the microphone. That's what got Nixon. That one there. Come here. Let's go over here where the Oval Office is not his office. That's not where he works. That's the set. It's to the side. There's a little office off to the side. So they went in there. He probably poured him a shot and said, you magnificent bastard. How did you do it? Yeah. I can't stand her. Hillary Clinton she and her crew came up with that birther stuff. She did that. That was Mark Pence. That was Cindy Blumenthal. This woman, we cannot. How did you do it? Thank you. Thank you. And you know that Obama said, now listen, Doc, all I wanted to do right now is really make money. I mean, Tony Blair money. Do you know how much money Tony Blair is making? Mm. He's a billionaire. Oh. Tony Blair is the model for post-election, post-office, living large. Tony Blair is. So he said, now, it's important, Don, if you could. I can't sell my wares, so to speak, if it looks like you and I are on the outs. So I'm going to come by the White House every now and then, if you don't mind. Absolutely, Barry. Absolutely. I understand how this works. That's all. Let me show you where things are. You know, so that's that. And the idea that you would think that Mrs. Obama that would be a little bit more open, you know, meeting with the families, that classic picture where they meet, where they shake hands. You know, okay, fine, whatever. Because let me tell you something, ladies. There's the new glamour queen in town, and you are going to see the like you've never seen before. Never. By the way, Doc. One of the things that I love to do is I love to start disinformation. Think of me as a latter-day Segretti. And with the Internet, you can do anything you want. So a lot of these little trolls out there think that somehow they have this new aha moment by saying, well, you know, Melania posed nude. What about those nude pictures? So I've said, nobody seemed to complain about Bess Truman's nude pictures. Huh? I made it up. Oh, yeah. They're flooding. If I see one more, they call them spice shots. I made this up. Now, they're trying desperately, desperately to come up with something because these little snowflakes, these little geldings, these atesticular A go away, just like Black Lives Matter. Who, by the way, there was a kernel of truth somewhere before Soros contaminated that. Remember the Trayvon Martin? You remember when people would start to, and that was a terrible, terrible right. event. But people said, look, I don't know anything about this protesting thing. How about some duct tape and a bag of Skittles? Okay, that'll do. So people are putting, you know, the safety pins and tape, and they get together, and they're Instagramming. And by the way, here in New York, have you seen these pictures? You would think this is Woodstock revisited by how they've portrayed these. There are fewer people at any of these rallies here than at any Trump rally. I guarantee you. Now, granted, you know, Fifth Exercise, we specialize in crowds. I'll never forget 1995. It was the 50th anniversary of the UN. The Pope, Arafat, every despot and world leader was here. It was like, okay, it's a crowd. No big deal. So don't let this fool you. These little babies are going to go away. They're going to go home. And it's good that they're out there. It's good. How about the woman, these great pictures of a woman defecating, you know, dropping an organic sortie on some Trump sign? That's
I didn't see that. Was that in New York? That was in New York?
Huh?
That was in New York that happened?
I don't know where it was, but it's making the rounds. I mean, this is her. There was that one one artist years ago who decided to encase his own egesta in various painting this whole thing. But here we are looking after the fact, and people are wringing their hands. And, you know, isn't it nice that nobody at once ever discussed anything that vaguely dealt with politics, platform, the future, issues. What exactly was Hillary's position? What did she say, Doctor, that you think really resonated the most with people? Answer, nothing.
Yeah. Well,
she never said anything. This was all about Trump. That's all it was. Trump is the Higgs field. Trump, rather, gave this issue gravity and mass and depth. It was either, do you like Trump or you don't like Trump? Are you voting for Trump? Hillary was a non-entity. Before Hillary, there was Bernie Sanders, that two-faced sellout rat bastard who let an entire generation down, who decided, I'm out of here. Next. And
yeah.
Hillary, he basically threw that. So this contaminated, vile wretch could steal the nomination, and then came Trump. And I'm telling you right now, I knew it, and I will say this, and I know you've got many, many other great guests, and not as good as me, But you got to fill it in pad the order, I understand. But when I saw people like Rachel Maddow and Martha Raddatz, and how about your, how about that Don, what's his name?
Don Lemon.
Van Jones.
Oh, Van, yeah. Those...
Let me tell you something, doctor. If ever they find that I'm apparently, that I've consumed poison, and you have to rush me to the hospital, and there is no syrup of Ipecac to induce emesis, all you have to do is show me just a continuous loop of Van Jones with his white lashing and Rachel Maddow with those knitted brows and that look of concern, or that Kerr, that Harridan, that Meretrix, that Virago, that Termagant of the first stripe, Martha Raddatz. Show me those disgusting, vile human beings and let me just wax Vesuvius-like volumes and torrents of emesis. They make me sick.
It was theater. There's no doubt about it. We're up against the break, Lionel. Hold on. Going to get your thought on one other thing when we come
hold
back.
Hold on.
Yeah, give us. We got
I'm dying over here.
Hold on. Give us a minute. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-900-4116. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-4116. That's 1-800-900-4116. 1-800-900-4116.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-218-5649. That's 1-800-218-5649. 1-800-218-5649. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KAVC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me this Saturday night for a special edition filled with delicious conversation. We're dishing with Carla Hall of The Chew, and we'll talk about the perfect Thanksgiving turkey and teach you how to dry brine. I'm live on Saturday night at 7 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The King's 50th season is underway.
Heading Jet Royale, Cowboy Flat, and Frenchie Lemieux for the Kings.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Sunday morning, the Kings face off against the Winnipeg Jets. Coverage gets underway at 10:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings, Jets, Sunday morning at 10:30 on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and of course, this is our post-election show where I happily reported, I'm not happy, the results, so to speak, but I did predict that Trump was going to win. Lionel is on the air with us right now. We have other guests we're going to get to in a little bit. But Lionel, before you continue, we're getting a lot of calls. I know a lot of people are emotional about this. People need to vent. So I want to take a couple calls with you on the air with us, Lionel, so you can respond to them. So I'm going to bring on Brian. You've been holding for a while, 15, 20 minutes here. Brian, you are on the air.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I understand you're a doctor.
Yes, I am.
Oh, may I ask which field of doctor?
Chronic pain management and addiction medicine.
Interesting. Let me just say this, and you know everybody's going to have many different views. I noticed that throughout the campaign with Hillary Clinton, it was very clear that President Obama made very strong support, and she accepted it willingly and graciously, whether it was at the convention or wherever it may have been. And I believe that the country wanted to be certain that she had a mind of her own, that she would run the White House independent of the way President Obama ran it, and didn't believe that she was going to carry that concept 100%. And I think that infiltrated some of people's thinking and said, you know what? I'm not so sure if she is a person that is capable of running the country on her own two feet. And it was very clear to me that he made some comments that he now, I'm positive he now feels was not quite right. And President Reagan never did that. I mean, he never uttered any comments about politicians when he was president.
So and you think Obama hurt her? Is that what you're saying? You think
he hurt her a little, quite a bit, because he's highly influential. He had an Obamacare that was excellent in thought, but he forced people to purchase it rather than enroll in the government plan like a federal employee would. And it became very difficult for, not me, but for many people to purchase health care instead of enrolling in it, which is what President Obama never did. He never gave the country a chance to enroll. It was always purchased.
So, Brian, we're anonymous here. Who did you? Who are you? Are you able to tell us who you voted for?
I can tell you that I was neutral to a pretty big extent. I don't think either one was great, but I think they both put on a very good performance. And I was not impressed with either in terms of ability to run the country immediately. But I think when you had those comments that President Obama made, there was a question mark as to whether those comments backfired on Hillary. And I know that when he met incoming President Trump, he definitely feels that had he have never made those comments, he would have had a much smoother communication with the incoming president. And he
should,
and I don't understand why he would be campaigning for somebody else in a derogatory way. He could have spoken positive about Hillary, but why did he say such what you call impolite statements about President incoming Trump? What was he so much against him about, and why would he be concerned about saying bad things about people when he's supposed to say good things about people?
Right.
And generally, if you don't have something good to say,
don't
hold
say
on.
Anything. Right.
Let it roll where it's going. And it proved, and you know his wife, Michelle, she says when you go low, go high. When they go low, you go high.
Well, he didn't stick to that, did he? No. He didn't. Brian, listen, we got to move on. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I'm going to bring on one more here. Get to another. Robert, West Hollywood, you're mad that Trump won.
You know, I'm not mad now. And that's kind of the reason why I called. I was really mad for a while, mad and just like, I can't wrap my head around this election. Like most people were all like just dazed. Like, what, did this just happen? But, you know, I kind of share the same sentiment that a lot of, you know, left-leaning or Hillary-supporting people have that, hey, wait a minute. We more people voted for her. And every day, more and more and more, the popular vote is getting more in her favor.
So Robert, hold on. Let me ask you. You're not mad now. So has Trump sunk in like a slow virus? Like
no,
it's just
he hasn't. But you know what I did? I went online, and I Googled the Electoral College because I was just trying to figure out why is it that we do it this way in this country. And I learned, you know, it's one of those videos you see online that's like that little bill. I'm just a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. You know that guy?
Right, right.
It was that kind of a video, but explain why we do the Electoral College the way we do. And basically, just to give you the cliff notes, it's the Founding Fathers were pretty smart. And they basically were setting up a country where they did not want total majority rule. They wanted to protect minorities from the tyranny of the majority. And that's why we have the Electoral College. That's why George Bush got elected, even though more people voted for Al Gore. That's why Hillary Clinton lost,
oh, please,
even though she got more votes, you know. So, but wait a minute.
Please.
Let me finish my point.
Okay, right.
So, Mr. Rogers?
But wait a minute. This really helps people like me, who actually voted in the majority, to accept the fact that we still lost. Because
a video.
What it does is that it helps you appreciate that we live in a nation where we're really not a true democracy, but for a good reason. We protect minorities from the tyranny of the majority. We protect, and that's, in my opinion, is a great thing. And so even though I do not support Donald Trump, I'm a lot more able to accept his presidency
because
I understand the Electoral College.
Okay, so Robert,
I understand why that is there.
Okay,
and it
Robert,
really helps me
I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. So Lionel, you're laughing. Why do you?
Yes.
What's your response to that?
Ground control, the major, Robert. You know, I didn't know anything about this electoral college until I saw a video. Where the hell have you been, Sparky? You saw a video? Hey, listen. Do me a favor there, Mr. Rogers. Let me ask you a question. If you love this tyranny of the majority nonsense, what's the fewest number? Think about this. The least number, the fewest, the smallest number of states that you need to win to secure the presidency. Go ahead. Was that in your video? Let me save you the problem. 11. 11. Now let's talk about the tyranny of the majority, and let's talk about the tyranny of the minority. It takes 11 states to win. You give me the big states, just like Texas and Florida and New York and California, just those. And think about this, okay? Think about this one. That means that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton could not get one vote, not one, in 39 states. And let's assume that the loser scored millions and millions of votes. A super turnout you can't believe. And she merely won by one vote in a mere 11. Now, run that through your pie-in-the-sky little video again and tell me how terrific that is.
It's
tell
outdated.
Me how great that
it's
is.
Out, so the Electoral College is outdated. I mean, there's. I know that there is a lot of people that's trying to get this changed. They want that abolished. And Lionel, before we're gonna have to move on a little bit, but I want to ask you one key question. And Robert, thank you for the call. We're gonna move on because we're gonna switch a little bit of topic here. But Lionel, before I let you go, I want to ask you this question: What do you
and make it a good one?
It's a good. Well, it's a good. Well, hopefully, it's a good one. What do you think? And first of all, do you think it's possible? And what do you think about this whole movement? For that the protesters are trying to do to make the electorals of the Electoral College overturn on December 19th, change their vote, and put Hillary in. So apparently...
No! Yeah. What? I've got a better one. Why do we have a petition? Or maybe we can have MoveOn.org.
That's
maybe
crazy.
We can have a bake
it's changed.
Sale.
That's what it's on. I mean, I think it's on MoveOn or Change.org. But I'm
Wait.
Saying, is that possible? You think that's
no.
possible?
And it shouldn't be. Listen, this is called a republic. We're a constitutional republic. And there's a lot of people out there, believe it or not, I know a lot of you people might find, you people, I'm sure somebody's going to take you people, you human beings, a lot of you folks out there might find it hard to believe that there were a lot of conservatives who were absolutely disgusted over President Obama twice. Remember those riots in the street? No. Remember calls to have the Electoral College and the vote and the franchise and the 13th and 19th Amendment repealed? No. It never happened. Remember, doctor? By the way, I like the first caller. So, I hear you're a doctor. Nothing gets past you, Columbo. Anyway, remember when we had to wait until the Supreme Court decided the fate of Bush against Gore? There wasn't any rioting in the streets. No, it's just now with a bunch of these little atesticular little wimpy, simpy baby snowflakes who don't like what happened. That's why we're doing this. But guess what? Remember this, and then I'll let you go, doctor, my good friend. The best thing about this republic is that we have the attention span of a gnat.
True.
And by next week, we'll be back to Pokemon again.
Yeah.
Or we'll be back to some other mindless exercise when these little babies, these little Instagram hashtag activists who are going to write on their palms and defecate on flags and get together and meet new chicks and go out and pretend they're protesting. Meanwhile, we just averted World War III. And I got news for you. With that Harridan, that Virago, that fury and harpy Hillary Rodham Felon with her at the helm taunting and sticking her thumb in the eye of Putin and Russia, that's what you should have been protesting.
Right.
But you weren't. And, doctor, on behalf of a grateful country, let me thank you not for what you are, but for what you appear to be. And I mean that sincerely.
Lionel, listen, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming on.
All the best.
All right. Okay. That was Lionel. Lionel Media. He's got a lot to say about a lot of things, obviously. You should check out his website. He does videos on this kind of stuff, I think, pretty much daily. LionelMedia.com. I'm going to bring on, we want to get a perspective of how other people in other parts of the world are interpreting what's going on here in our country, the election. And so we have El Priest. El Priest is joining us from Australia. He is the former director of the Institute for Cooperation in Space. He's speaker at the recent World Peace Congress. He's a political and military defense activist advocating for emerging energy technology to end scarcity, famine, and war, and has a keen interest in U.S. and global politics. And when I've gone to his website, it's very ambitious in terms of, I know there's a statement on his site about wanting to feed every single human being, man, woman, and child on the planet, certainly something that we all should be striving for. I want to bring Elle on. Elle, are you there?
Yes, Doc, I'm here.
Thank you. Listen, I appreciate you. Goodness, what do you? I don't even know what time it is in Australia. You guys are like 10 hours ahead of us or something like that? It's tomorrow there, right?
Afternoon rolling along here, Dr. Gregory. It's got a beautiful sort of overcast day on the east coast of Australia.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. What is your take? I mean, what are people in Australia and other parts of the country, other parts of the world think of this? I mean, to me, people in other countries are probably looking at this as a sideshow, but what is your impression on what's happened here?
Cool. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to sort of build on the narrative and second a lot of what Lionel said, particularly, and let's really get to the point with the fact that it's very clear to me and others in the military-industrial complex and people that I speak to that we certainly did avoid World War III.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so all of this civil rights, rioting, activism, move on, all this and that and the other is sort of irrelevant, you know? And look, I'm going to say a few things that America might not like to hear. And don't get me wrong, I think American people are some of the best in the world. A lot of my friends are Americans and I love yous. I think you've got great spirit. You're highly intelligent and you've got good heart. But at the same time, geez, you guys carry on about some BS, you know?
Yes, yes.
You really, really do. And that's not really your fault. That has a lot to do with, you know, lack of education because you're so glued to the media.
Right.
That's financed by the same guys who were propping up Hillary Clinton through Soros, the banking dynasties, and so on and so forth, you know? So meanwhile, when we're tuned into the media, we think it's a race divide. We think it's a homophobic issue. We think it's a xenophobic issue. And it's none of those things at all, you know? I think one of the key points really has to be as well, you know, you've got, and I love how Lionel calls these guys snowflakes. I have to second that. The sensitivities of these people crying and carrying on like the world has just ended because Hillary Clinton didn't get in is pretty much disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to take a long, hard look at the people of Aleppo in Syria and how, you know, families have pulled their babies with heads caved in out of the rubble. And I'm not just talking one or two babies. I'm talking thousands of children are dead from U.S. bombs that U.S. tax dollars paid for because of an illegal war for genie oil and gas, because of clandestine operations that have been happening, you know, predominantly since the 60s with the Five Star Trust. And I mean the most corrupt, heinous, clandestine CIA games that you can imagine. And I mean corruption at the very highest level. And that involves Hillary Clinton, her husband Bill Clinton, the Bush family, and we're talking about a crime syndicate that's been involved in genocide. 20,000 people dead in Nicaragua to bring drugs in from South and Central America to the United States into Arkansas. And if we can't take that into perspective as a people, as educated voting citizens, whether that be in the United States or whether that be in our own elections in Australia or in Europe or in any country in the world, to understand how intelligence agencies run the world through banking powers, through Rothschild powers, then we're completely missing the point. And that's where I'll challenge Lionel. I don't think Lionel's your most entertaining guest because he didn't strike at the heart of the problem. I mean, I think Lionel's great, but, bro, you and I need to talk, mate, because the reality is we've got the five-star trust FBI documents for the CIA investigation that was done for Senator Edward Kennedy back in 1989. Hmm. And in 2009, I was contacted by the Director of Central Intelligence's attaché, who only went by the codename M, and I had to put all of this encrypted stuff on my computer to even talk to these guys. And we were talking about a swift between JP from the Federal Reserve Bank in the US to JP Morgan Chase, but then swifted on into the United Kingdom to the RBS global accounts, and that involved $15 trillion
wow.
of off-balance money. That's power.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
so we don't address the hidden power, the hidden hand. It'll be, like you said, it'll be the stage show, the stage circus. And will Trump do that? Well, that remains to be seen how big his balls are, essentially.
You know, you bring up a lot of good points. And one of the reasons that we're on the air doing this on mainstream radio, and I always say we're doing alternative media on mainstream media, because I think that people that are listening to KABC or the other big talk station here in town, KFI, these stations, you just don't hear this stuff, because you are absolutely right that the American population is really controlled and told what to think by the media. The media has gotten to a propaganda state at this point, and that's why people are so much in the dark. And you're right, and it's upsetting. It's frustrating for me, because during this whole election cycle, that's all it was. It was Donald Trump and what he said when the cameras or the audio was running on an outtake of a certain show. And then this person said it's all these I call it the shiny ball. Look at the shiny ball. Look at the shiny ball. Everyone's looking at the shiny ball. Why all the dirt, all the corruption is just going on out in the open, but still in secret. And some of the things that you're saying right now, I mean, that last thing you said, I was not aware of, obviously, the trillion, 15 trillion or whatever dollars you said that had been moved. But this is one reason why I was happy that he got in, not because I'm like I think Trump is the greatest leader in the world. It's nothing like that. It's just that to get the filth out of Washington, I mean, at least some of it, because we know what the Bush and the Clinton families have basically done to this country. But I think most people don't really have an idea of what it is. And that's why I like hearing from people in other countries, because people in other countries are seeing it with their own eyes. They're experiencing it. Here, if it's not on CNN or on Fox or on ABC, or people don't know, because that's all that's all most people look at is the mainstream media. So I'm glad you brought that up. Do you think that Donald Trump is the real deal? Do you think he's going to do something, or his administration is going to do something, or do you think it's just going to deteriorate into the same old, same old? And we have about a minute before the break, but I'm bringing you back after the break. I just want to tell you that.
Okay, cool, sure. So look, yeah. I'll be quick. Look, that remains to be seen. I've got contacts to Donald, and, you know, we'd like to see that he supports the people of Standing Rock. You know, there is an oil pipeline project for energy transfers, and they want to dig underneath a water supply, and you've got the largest gathering of indigenous nations in a very long time, who are putting their hearts and their bodies on the line with prayer to stop what could potentially be another environmental disaster in the US water supply. And so if he can support the people of Standing Rock, great. If he can take a real look at these documents and bring to account, you know, decades of criminality, great. And I'd like to put a personal invite out to President-elect Donald Trump on the airwaves tonight through your station and say, President Trump, we would like to offer you some of the highest CIA intel and information on some of the highest assets in U.S. history. We have that. We've got the security clearance to give you that. That was provided to me by your own FBI and CIA. And if you can get to the bottom of that, you can actually get to the bottom of what's been preventing world peace and what's been keeping billions of people in the third world on the brink of of Starbucks.